And Chris Leibinger up to forward. It was a great defense. We have three of those great defensemen back and a fourth that's going to hope to come in and play. And we lost a goaltender that turned our season around last year. You know, he came in there and our season turned around. And whether one of the other goalies would have done it or not, the fact is that a freshman did it. So we have that question mark on the back end. We're going to have to spend a lot of time early on that. We're going to have to have a lot of patience with it as it develops. I like the group we have. It has the intangibles that we want. But that's what's going to have to evolve. Our forwards are solid. We have a good group of forwards returning.
All right, ready for a couple of questions to get started?
Absolutely.
All right, here's your first one, Joe. When will we finally have the time of the Hall of Fame game and the official information on the Great Lakes Invitational? Many of us want to go from the GLI to Vegas and need to know. And the second question here is, are we looking for another goalie, which you've already just answered. So I guess, I know you and I talked before we went on the show, you still have no idea about the time of the Hall of Fame game down in Wisconsin.
Right? We don't know that game yet. But what we do, I do believe, and I'm probably going to get flack from Kelvin on this, but I do believe that I'm pretty sure that the GLI games are the first and second.
Yeah.
And the reason being is because we have to head right out to Vegas as well, so we needed to know the turnout. So I believe it's the first and second. I believe we're playing Boston College in the first game, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, no.
In Vegas, and then
Michigan State, and I think in the first game at the GLI. So I believe those games are the first and second. And then we've discussed the goalie situation. You know, again, with the goalies, you could panic and just grab a guy so that you have it done and make everybody happy. Or you can have patience and try to do what's best for the team. I think you can always, in the end, grab a guy. But we want to try to, with the goaltending position, we've gone through a few, you know, went through the process and they didn't work out. People know about the one that's going to Mankato. I mean, that was the first one of a couple. But we want to get the best. I want to have the most competition at that position we can have.
All right. Next question for you. What's the biggest thing that fans outside of the program will notice as the biggest change going into this season?
Well, I think right off the bat, people are going to say that's not the same defensive core. As far as the way we play, it's not going to be. Very much different. What I want to do out of our guys, though, the one thing I do want to do is I want to get a little bit more pace to our game. And we played fast, but we still have guys that, and I think this is where it's going to help me, because I've never bluffed anybody on our team. When I sit with them, I talk to them face to face. I mean, some guys would avoid me and go talk to, you know, Shuey or somebody or Tyler or somebody. Because I'll give them what I think, and honestly, in a good way. I mean, just like I want people to give me what I think. But I think there's guys that have more in the tank. I think there's more there out of some of our upperclassmen that can come back and give more on a daily basis that'll equate into more success for them. Give more off the ice. Give more on the ice. Give more to their teammates, and they'll get the reward in return, in whatever ways those come back. But they'll be more part of the whole process and help themselves and help our group. But the basis is the team comes first. But I do think that I want to play even faster. So
you kind of already answered the second part of that question. What the second part was, what's the biggest thing inside the program that the players will notice has changed? And you kind of answered that in a way.
Yeah, that'll be up to the players. I know the things that they tell me there's not going to be. I mean, we've had success. I think the biggest difference with me is, and it's just a philosophy. I think that a lot of Mel's philosophy was to keep people on edge. He wanted to keep people on edge and uncomfortable. I'm kind of more in the line of, you know, I'm going to tell you how it is. I'm not going to intimidate you. I'm going to play the guys that give us the best opportunity without intimidating the guys. The intimidation is going to be in the ice, you know, on the amount of ice time they get. Mm-hmm. If there's players playing well, I don't care who you are, where you're from, how much money you're on, you're going to play. You know, that's the way it's going to be. Where I think a little bit maybe in the past was scholarship comes first, this comes second. It was, you know, Mel's philosophy. And again, it works. But I know that I had the conversation with Mel a couple times. Hey, listen, man, I'm motivated enough. You don't, you know, this is me you're talking to. You don't need to try to intimidate me. And then he'd say, oh, I apologize. You're right. You know, so, and I don't think we need to do that to players. We want them to know what to bring. And when they're not bringing it, we want to face-to-face talk to them one-on-one and say, listen, man, we need more. There's more in there.
Next question for Joe. Can Joe expound upon his non-conference schedule philosophy? Is a two-for-one deal with Big Ten teams more appealing than a one-for-one with ECAC teams, for example?
One for ones. We want home dates. We played 10. I've never heard of it in my life. We played 10 games last year non-conference, and you could argue that the GLI's home games, they aren't in front of our fans here in Houghton, Michigan. And I know that that Suzanne Samregret wants it. I know our president wants it. We want some home dates. I had this talk with Mel a couple of weeks ago. You know, come play us. Our people, they love you, Mel. They want to see you play. Well, we have to do two-for-ones. Well, you didn't have to do two-for-ones when you were here. You know, when you were here, you didn't like two-for-ones. You know, now you want to do two-for-ones. These people love you. Bring that team up here and play right here in front of these people that love you. Bring Michigan up here. Let's play. You know, let's do a one-for-one. We'll go down there and play you and then come up here. So this two-for-one deal, first of all, the Big Ten is getting, they play 14 non-conference games minimum as it is, you know, where we get four or maybe six. They get 14. You know, do a little traveling, play some people. The NCAA, you know, this isn't Big Ten football. This isn't football where you only have nine games and you only want to play one non-conference on the road and play Appalachian State at home. Like, let's get some parity here. You play 30-something games. Let's get out and travel. And they got to make it so road wins are much more important than home wins. Especially road wins against ranked teams. Now, to go to the other part of it is we want to play the best teams. I don't have a big enough ego that I want to play teams that are trying to pad Joe Schoen's win totals. And, you know, I want to play teams that are padding Michigan Tech's ranking status so that we can get in the national tournament. We want to get in the national tournament because when you get in the tournament, it's four games to win a title. It's four games. And at some point here, these people, the people in this community, want to win a title. They want to have that opportunity to win a title, and you don't do that by playing patsies. Again, now if we had 14 non-conference games to play, then we'd be grabbing teams to play and trying to get them in. But I want to play the best teams, and that was one thing that we did since I've been here is we play good hockey teams.
All right, next question is, there was one on the goaltender, but you've already addressed that. Next question is, Coach, the new assistant coaches, how are they doing getting settled in?
Great, great. Dallas is here every day. Chris is still, he runs several hockey schools as part of his big earnings potential at Stevens Point. We spent 2 days together last week. We had a good bang down session here where we talked philosophy, we talked recruiting ideas, we started integrating how some of their guys, there's a reason, like I told them when we talked last week, you know, it's not like you guys are foreign to me, like you have to sell yourself to me and sell your philosophies. I know all about you guys. Like before we brought you in, you know, I was thinking about it. When you're an assistant coach and you're aspiring to be a head coach, you should have the philosophy of what you want in the assistants. You're not going after a name. You're going after, at least I'm not, I'm going after quality of what I want to sell, what we want to have here. So it was like, okay, now let's talk about guys. Here's my philosophies. Here's the philosophies that we do here. This is what we like to do. Come up with ideas within that work. And we had a great couple of days at doing that, a really good couple of days. Well, what about this? And then, you know, I tell a story all the time about Ryan Miller. I'm probably beating up time here, but I mean, I'm a goalie guy. Like, I've had a lot of luck, fortunate to work with some great goaltenders, and they've gone on and done well. And I was doing a drill one time, just a mechanics drill with Ryan Miller, and he was doing it. And it was a push-off drill, and I'm telling him, push with this leg, stop with this leg, push with this leg, stop with this leg. And he'd stop on the other leg. And I'm like, Millsy, stop with this leg. And so we got talking. He said, Joe, why would I stop on that leg if I want to go to the next puck? If I got to get set for the next shot, which I just talked about mm-hmm. that with your shot prep, why wouldn't I stop on the leg I'm going to push with to the next shot so I don't have to switch feet to push? And I'm looking at him, I'm thinking, you know, that's a hell of a, sorry, but that's a, you know what? That's why you're going to make a lot of money at this game. So I want ideas. I want to be challenged within what we do. And I want to be open-minded, outside the box, and think about creative ways that can work. You know, if you're scared to try something, if you're scared to take a risk. I remember talking to Drew Famulak years ago.